Last time we began discussing the sugya of Asiyah Bir, Mehaigis and Mehaigis and Mevatalei Lemechisa, Mevatalei Chelaka Omeid, I just want to begin by correcting the record on something that Yisrael Meir pointed out, although he's not here yet, which is, I misspoke last time. It's Mavur from, well, the Rishon will talk about it, and I'll point out in a minute how it's basically Mavur from the Gemara, but the Ritva, the Rashba, and others. Now, we only say Asi Avira Mehagisa Mehagisa where both Chelek Avir are at least the same size as the Chelek Obed. So, for example, if I have a Chelek Obed here of 3 Amos and a Chelek Avir of 3 on one side and 2 on the other side, then I don't say Asi Avira. If I have a Chelek Obed of 3 Amos, a chelek avir of 4 and 4, then I definitely say asi avira. And if I have a chelek obed of 3 and a chelek avir of 3, that may be machlokas rishonim. But most rishonim assume that there also I would say asi avira. Evan would agree that in this case, if one of the avirs is less than the chelek omed, I don't say asi avira. And in the Masechta Gemara, he points out, I was looking around to see if anyone argues on this, if it's conceivable to argue on this, and the Masechta Gemara points out in Ha'ara Kuf Mem Vav on page Kuf Ayin Gimel, Ha'ara Kuf Mem Vav on page Kuf Ayin Gimel, it seems to be Mavurar from the Gemara itself that this is correct, that you wouldn't say Asi Avir in this kind of a case, from the initial seer in the Memer of Rabbi Yehuda on Yud Amud Beis, which is that you have that in your 15 Amma Pesach to the Mavoi, you have the Chelaka Parutz of 2 Ammas, and you make a pass of 3 Ammas. So if you were to say that Asi Avir applies even if the Chelaka Avir is less than the Chelaka Omid on one side, so then you would say Asi Avir here, because I have 10 Ammas on this side and 2 Amos on this side. So it's Mavur from the Gemara, the fact that it's Pashut to the Gemara, that in this case I say Omni Meruba, where I have the 3 Amos pass over here, that in order to say Asi Avir, you need to have minimally the Chelek Avir on both sides being the same length, if not more, than the Chelek Omni. Okay, so just by way of introduction to correct something that you misspoke about last time. Okay, we ended off last time by quoting the Ritzba in Tosos and Daf Yud Amud Beis, Tosos Yud Amud Beis, Ibra Matzkel, the Etz Ba'ayim, where the Ritzba assumes that you don't say Asi Avira if the Avir is external to the Mechitza, or to the area of the area that we want to create a Mechitza in. So his context is about the Asla, or about Kalim. So aside from the fact that we may not say Asi Avir by Kalim Bechlau, which is one issue that emerges in Tosos, the Ritzba says that we don't say Asi Avira de Avira de Alma. It has to be the local Avir, the Avir within the Mechitza, not some external Avir. So if I have a Kli, and we saw that picture from last time, no? So if I have a Kli, and there's a hole in the Kli, and there's Avir outside of the Kli, so I don't say that the Avir of the hole and the Avir of the outside create an Asi Avir situation, because the Avir on the outside is totally extraneous, external, has no connection to the Avir on the inside or to the Kli. Other Rishonim formulate this slightly differently, but it's basically the same Shita. You take a look at the Rashba, for example, on Yud Amud Beis, Yibar Masl B'Inami, Rashba Yud Amud Beis, Yibar Masl B'Inami, he basically says the same thing as well, in a slightly different formulation.
About Kli.
About Avir de Alma, the external Avir, not the Misarif to create an Asi Avir at the Haigisa situation. Now, the kasha that presents itself, and this is asked most explicitly by the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz on Tes Zayin Amud Beis, Dibur Hamaskel Imoki. Tosos, Rabbeinu Peretz, says I number days, Dibur Maskel E Moki. And it's implicit, it's somewhat implicit in the Tosos here on Daf Yud, but it's much more explicit in the Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz there, and in the Rashba a little bit as well. Now, before we quote his kasha, let's take a look at the Gemara there together briefly. We haven't seen this Gemara yet together, but this is the other sugya of Asi Avira and of Omin Merupa Mishnei Tzadim. So the Gemara on Tezayin Amudeis wants to know, the second line of the Gemara, Ba'irav Hamanuna Ba'ariv Mai. So we definitely say that there's a din of Omin Ruba Laparetz Bishesi. So if I have a Melchitza where the standard case of Omin Ruba is I have the boards going like that, and then I have space between the boards, so that's a classic case where I say Siavira. Where I say Omin Ruba Laparetz. But do I also have a din of Omin Ruba Laparetz Bi'arev? I mean, I want to create a mechitza with chavalim like that. And let's say some of them are within a sheer loving of each other. So do I say that omid ruba applies even over here, so that if there's more omid going laterally than parutz, that would be a good mechitza. So that's the Gemara's question. Do I say omid ruba la parutz the arif? So the Gemara wants to be poshe from the following. Number of Baye, Toshma, Shir Chavalim, the Obyan Yeser al Tefach. So the Chavalim, the ropes that are creating a Mechitza, have to have a thickness of more than a Tefach. Sheyu Akol Asar Tvachim, in order to create a Mechitza of Asar Tvachim. The Isa, if it's the case that I say Ome Meruba, the Arev, Lamali Yeser al Tefach. Why do I ever need any of the Chavalim to be more than a Tefach thick? Le'ave Pachos Mishlosha, the Chaval Mashu. So why don't I have a situation where I have Chavalim that are thinner than a Tefach, but I have them within sheer loving of each other? So Le'ave Pachos Mishlosha, the Chaval Mashu, Pachos Mishlosha, the Chaval Mashu, Pachos Mirba, the Chaval Mashu. So why can't I have a situation where I have three chavalim that are less than a tefach width, and I have a sheer, and they're within a sheer lavud of each other. So whoever says, theoretically that might be so, but what's a tzir in which this could work, because there are other factors that would be problematic. So Gemara says, the tizbara, can you really have a tzir where two of the chavalim are within a sheer loving of each other, and the third one is four tefachim removed from the others? So the tizra hypachas meirba hechi mokimli. How do you have that situation of 3, 3, and 4? Imokim la tatai habalek imuchitza shikadiyim bokimba. So if you're going to have the following mechitza, here's the ground, and then I have four tefachim between the ground and this chavel. And I have three tefachim between these two chavalim, and another three tefachim between these chavalim. And I want to say, look, this is all within, since these are within a sheer lavud, then I have six tefachim here that are halachically omeid, and then I have four tefachim that are parets, and I have parets mubala omeid, so I have a halachically valid mechisa ten tefachim. So Gemara says, you can't say that because this is a mechisa teluya. Any mechitza which is more than three tefachim removed from the ground is a mechitza tuliya, hanging mechitza, mechitza shegedim bokim ba, and that's an invalid mechitza, at least beyabasha. We'll see that mechitza tuliya is matir beyam, the Gemara later on, but not beyabasha. So if this is a tzir, so it can't work because of the other consideration of mechitza tuliya. So let's say we switch it. We have three tefachim here, and three tefachim here, and four tefachim here. So I don't have the problem with chisa tuli anymore because this is within three tefachim on the ground. So I have these kavalim that are within a sheer lamed of each other. So halachically, I have an ome here of six, and I have a parut of four. So that still doesn't work because of asiyah here, the hagisa, hagisa mevatalei. I have the avir over here, and one second. Imokim leiloi. Alright, so I have this is for Tvachim of Avir, and then I have a lot of Avir at the top. So this avir, so yeah, I have a mechitza of six tefachim on the bottom, but the avir over here and the avir over here are going to be sorry to be mevatel this chavel, and then again, I don't have a valid mechitza. So far, so good. Yeah.
Yeah. How does the shita say that avir da alma doesn't count for asi aviro?
That's what we're getting. Oh. That's why I'm quoting this gemara.
Okay.
But we have to get the gemara, then we'll explain. Okay. And then the Gemara says, okay, so it can't be on the top, it can't be on the bottom. What about the middle? Imokim lava mitzi, havalei omei rubalaparis mishtei ruchos. And if it's going to be in the middle, so if you're going to have four tefachim here and three tefachim here, so these two chavon within a shir lavud, and these two chavon within a shir lavud, but that's still a problem of omei rubal mishtei stadim. The Gemara says, ah, maybe you see from there that Omei Ruv Mishtei Stadim is good. Or the Gemara is Doche, could that be? Omei Ruv Mishtei Stadim is not good. And that's the issue of how you pass them by Omei Ruv Mishtei Stadim. Okay. So why are we putting this Gemara now? Because at first glance, and this is the kasha, the way the Tosafot Beit HaPeres presents it, and implicit in other Rishonim, is if the Rizvah's principle is correct, that they don't say Asi Avira by Avir Da'alma, then isn't this Avir Da'alma? The Gemara is pretty explicit that Asi Avir is going to be a problem over here, going back to the Tzir, where I have my four Tafim, sorry, I have my four Tafim here, and my three Tafim in the middle. Then I say Asi Avir between this Avir and that Avir, isn't that Avir Da'alma? That's a kasha that the Tosafot Beit HaPeres asks here on Tesayin of Abayis against the, but which seemingly is against that Ritzvah. So the Tosafot Beit HaPeres answers, quoting the Ritzvah himself, that no, the principle is correct, but this isn't called Avir Da'alma because Lu Yitzir, this would be a halachic valid mechitza, so then I say, Rishas Hayafid Ola HaLarakiyah. So all the airspace on the top of this mechitza, the yutzir would be a valid mechitza, is considered part of that mechitza. I say, Rosh Hashayah Ked Ola Rakia, I say the mechitza goes up to define the rishus. And therefore, that's not considered a vira me'alma. So in principle, it's correct that a vira me'alma isn't a partner to asiyah vira, but this isn't called a vira da'alma. That's what the Tosafot Beit HaPeres That is what the Tosafot Beit HaPeres quotes from the Ritzvah. This is kind of implicit in the Tosas on Yud Amud Beis itself, and the Rashba says this as well. Okay.
So even though you don't have a mechitza, you look at it like you do have a mechitza?
I look at it, we're being done on whether this is a mechitza. So if not for the problem, if not for the meniyah for making it a mechitza, it would have been a good mechitza. So we're being done on whether it's a halachically valid mechitza, so we view the airspace there as being shayach to that mechitza. It's so not totally extraneous.
So even though we don't have mechitza yet, we look at it like...
Even though we don't have mechitza at the moment...
They say, Mishuz Yachid Adar Rekia,
right?
And then that would not be Abra the Alma of... That would be Abra Alma, the Abra the Mishuz Yachid.
Right, so the fact that we're being down on this as to whether it is a halachically valid mechitza is enough to consider the Avir above as not Avir Dalma.
It's possible in some way to be Mishuz Yachid. So
right, so it creates a shaitas...
Do we have that...
It creates a shaitas between this Avir and the Chavalim. Avi.
Yeah, I just want to understand, is this Tzadrachar saying that there's an any wall that just tacked, it's like a cloud will fly all over? Is it good asik, or is it just not that it makes any difference necessarily?
His formulation is Rosh Hashayach and Ola Rekia. Now, whether that's good asik, there probably is good asik. If it's a mechitza sheni dekeres, it may not be good asik, as we discussed earlier. However, dafka. I'm not sure if the lashon of Ola Rekia is to the exclusion of good asik. I'm not sure how dafka it is. I don't know if it makes a difference. Okay. Now, once we're quoting this Gemara in Tesai and Beis, just take a look at the way the Mishnah Berurah summarizes the different siurim here of Omin Ruba B'Arev. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Shin Samach Beis Seif Katan Nun. Let's just read it together. The Mechaber Paskin that Paritz Ka'Omin Mutter Bein B'Shesi Bein B'Arev. So the Mishnah writes over here, Sikatanun, Da, the Kol Mechisa Sarach Shiloya B'Tachtisa Chalal Shlosh Tfachim. So any Mechisa can have an airspace of three Tfachim or more underneath on the bottom. Dimhaiba Chalal Gimot Tfachim, Afil Lamala, Asa Hashiva Tfachim below Shum Chalal, the Nimsa Shomim Ruba Laparitz. So in theory, you could have had a situation where you have three tefachim on the bottom and seven on the top, and I have omen and ruba. Oshay lamala, sorry, tefachim shleimim gamkein lamahani. Davalei lechitza shgilim bokin takta. So even if I have lomi bay, if I have seven tefachim above, and I want to rely on omen and ruba, even if I have ten solid tefachim above, if I have a gap of three tefachim or more between the karka and the mechitza, that's called a mechitza tluya, and that is invalid at least via basha. V'chein. Im ha-mechitza haya lemata gova shisha tfachim. And similarly, if the mechitza has six tfachim on the bottom, v'hirchik shlosha tfachim shleimim, and then you have a space of three tfachim, v'hamid lemala od pas, v'shlima lasari tfachim. So let's say you have six tefachim over here, so here you have a solid mechitza of six tefachim, and then you have three tefachim of avir. And then I create a one tefach mechitza. So I have a total of 10 tefachim from top to bottom. So Mishnah Berurah said that also doesn't work. Afsha omeid ruba laparitz. Even though if I do the math, I have 7 tefachim of omeid and 3 tefachim of paritz. Because asi avir shel chalal gimel tefachim shetachas apas, v'avir shel amal min apas ad l'rakia, u'mevali lei lapas shebemsa. So I have the avir, all the avir at the top. I have the avir of three. So those two avirs are mevatel the pas that is one tefach.
Basically, the case of the Gemara just showed four in the middle.
Right. No chidushim so far. We're just outlining what the problem. What the Mishnah Berurah is getting at is that even though the theory is that I say omei meruba ba'arev, what comes out from the Gemara is that it's a limited seer or might be relevant. V'chei im asa lamata b'tachtiso gimel tefachim, v'chei lamala gimel tefachim, u'be'em sanisha arok abdal tefachim chalal. So if I have three on the bottom, three solid, and three on the top, and four in the middle, I have three solid here, four up here, and three solid here. So again, even though I have a omei meruba situation, I have six omei and four up here. So after Masachah Kol Yesh Omid of Shishit Vachim Umeru Valachalal Shemitayim Lagim Lachisa Dasi Avira Lidl Malav Avir Dalat Vachim Shabem So Vali Lidl Shashu Tachim. So again I have Asi Avira Dahagis Adagis Aval. What's the seer where this might be relevant? Im Asa Lamal Arbat Tvachim Ubetaftiso Shlosha Tvachim. So let's say I have four on the top and three on the bottom, and then I have a beer of three in the middle. So then I don't say a beer mevalin lay larva tvachim omi shalamala sh'afre shehu meruba al avir shetakta einokala avir levatlo da'adaraba avir batu lagave uki'ilu sasam kulo damya. So we view that chelak avir as sasam, because here I have a ome meruba. Vine, does that see a shitsiarna ome meruba la paris? The paris ka ome lomish kachas la ba'arev. The problem is that you can't have a situation mathematically of ome, a paris ka ome, where a paris ka ome ba'arev. If you do the math, you can have a situation where the airspace here is going to be exactly equivalent to the solid space, because any way you do that, you're going to run into the problem of Asi Avira. That's what the Mishnah Berurah discusses there in the Be'er Halacha, and thinks that the Lashonos of Paritz Ke'omeid, the Arev, are Lav Dafka.
So this your gap in the middle, your gaps in three in this last case are, it's not loved, or it's, he means it like in the first case where it's a full three, or he means it as a loved.
No, it's not loved. It's right. It's a
full three.
It's a mashu above loved, right? There's no loved here.
But still a good wall.
This is a good wall because I have Omen Ruba and I can't say Asi Avira. But he just points out, if you do the math, you can't have an exact Paritz Ka'omid situation, which would be Kasher Ba'arif.
Fine.
Okay, so let's go back to...
Cannot, correct?
I'm sorry?
I want to make sure I heard you correctly. You cannot.
Cannot.
Okay.
That's what the Mishnah Berurah develops here. If you look in the Be'er Halacha, he goes through it more Arachava. Okay. So we pointed out at the very end last time that at first glance, this position of the Ritzvah and others have shown him that Avira de Alma cannot pose a problem with us. See, Avira is relevant to a discussion in Hilchos Tzitzis, because the Ma'aril writes in Shuvas HaKadosha Simen Dalid Os Beis, you should be careful that when you're making your Arba Kanfos, the shoulder area should be longer than the hole for your head, because if the hole for your head were longer than the shoulder area, then you'd have a problem of Asi Avira the Hagisa and the Hagisa Umavata lay to the shoulder area. So this at first glance seems to be making two assumptions, both of which Tosos dispute. Number one, that Asi Avira is relevant by Kalim. And number two, that Asi Avira is relevant even the Avir de Alma. Because if either of those assumptions were incorrect, then this should not pose a problem even if the the neck hole is longer than the shoulder area. The Magen Avraham in the beginning of Siman Tes Zayin and Aruch Chaim quotes this Ma'aril. Magen Avraham in the beginning of Siman Tes Zayin. If you look in the Masnas HaShekel, the Masnas HaShekel suggests that the Ma'aril never really meant to say Asi Avira in the literal sense. That Asi Avira Dagisa is true. Even the Ma'aril would agree that Asi Avira is not relevant here either or both because this is a Kli or because it's Avir the Alma. All the Ma'aril meant to say is essentially a Lashon Mushal, a borrowed term. All the Ma'aril meant to say is that the shoulder area should have a din of a beged. As if you just have a strap, then that may not be considered a beged. Whereas the Chazanish says it, the Chazanish in Siman Beis Os Tes, Chazanish seems to assume Bedas Samaril, that what he really means to say is Omid Ruv Mishnei Sadim. That if this area is going to be, let's say the hole here is 3 tefachim wide and the area over here are respectively 4 tefachim wide. No, sorry. Let's say that is 3 tefachim wide and this is 2 tefachim wide. So yeah, it's true that I'm not bothered by Asi Avira because this is Avir D'Alma, but I may have another problem, which is Omi Ruvim Mishnei Sadim, and as you see, the Chazanish assumes that Omi Ruvim Mishnei Sadim doesn't have the din of Omi. So the Chazanish thinks that you should be Mahir for this Maharil. I know the standard census, what are the dimensions of a census? I didn't check.
Like 30.
Okay.
The shoulder's probably wider than the specific three.
Really?
So I guess I'm vegan or whatever.
Check in the locker room.
Not sure. I meant to measure my census last time. I forgot. Okay. You're running out of room here. Now, Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Chelek Beis Siman Peites. Chelek Beis Siman Peites written to the son of David about an issue that came up in constructing the Erev in Seagate, Brooklyn. So the tzir that Rav Moshe discusses is if you have one mechitza and one side, and in the middle of the mechitza, so let's say you have a solid mechitza for a large stretch, and in the middle of the mechitza I have a pirtza yeser v'yeser, and in the middle of that pirtza I have a watch house. A Okay, so I have a mechisa, I have a pierce in the middle of the mechisa, the pierce is yeser meyeser, and there's a watch house in the middle of the pierce, which is less than 4 amos wide. But find the, or hut, find the booth, whatever it is, so there's a small watch booth, guard booth, there in the middle. So the question was, do I say Asi Avir Dahai Gisa Dahai Gisa, that I have Avir on either side of the watch booth, which is longer than the watch booth itself? So if I say Asi Avir Dahai Gisa Dahai Gisa, so then I'm nullifying the effect of the watch house in the middle, and I have a Pirza Yeser Meyeser, which would invalidate the entire Mechisa. Okay? That's the question that Rav Moshe deals with. If I have a mechitza that's way parut ruvah omid, but in the middle I have a pirza yeser meyeser, which even if it was pirza yeser meyeser in general, even if it's omid ruvah parut, is going to invalidate the entire mechitza. But I have a watch house in the middle that, if I chesed that, then I have less than yeser either side of the watch house. If I say Avira, then the Avira, the Hagisa, the Hagisa, and have to have the watch house.
Omi
Ruba. So what? Pierce the Yasmi Yasmi doesn't help me if it's Omi Ruba.
Right,
I mean, the Omi Ruba doesn't help me if it's Pierce the Yasmi Yasmi. Right?
Well,
yeah.
It
doesn't
help the
Risa,
right?
No, it doesn't. That's my focus, so we'll. That's my focus. We showed him my focus. That'll be our next topic. Okay, we're not dealing with that at the moment. Maybe, maybe not. That's my focus. Okay. So Rav Moshe assumes Misvara, or he suggests Misvara. He says he can't prove it, but he thinks this is correct, that we only are done on Asi Avir the Hagisa if there's a limited view or limited perspective. It's if I have a wall or mechitza where in that mechitza itself I have some parts and I have some omeid, so I can say Asi Avir Dahagisa Dahagisa. If I'm looking at a snapshot of a much larger mechitza that is totally omeid, then I don't invoke Asi Avir Dahagisa Dahagisa. In other words, essentially, in this situation, I could choose to begin my analysis of how to view this mechitza from this point over here and say, Asi Avir Dahagisa Dahagisa. Or I could say that, well, if I'm looking between here and here, then I have Omid Meruba, and then I could make this paris into part of the Chelaka Omid through Omid Meruba. He doesn't quite formulate the question that way, but that's essentially part of the issue over here. So Moshe assumes that if I have a whole large mechitza, which is mostly omeid, then I'm not going to vote Asi Avira for that part in the middle where I have more omeid on either side. So he says, if he's incorrect, then you could have a tzior, or many tziorim, where even though I have a chelak omeid in the entire Hekif, which is much larger than the Chelak HaParetz, I would still say that halachically Paretz Meruba, meaning the way he draws the Tzir, or the way he describes the Tzir and will draw it, is let's say you have a Chelak HaParetz here, you have Avir of 1.5 Amos, and then I have Omid of 1 Amma, and then I have a beer of another 1.5 amos, and then omid of 1 amma, and then a beer of 1.5 amos, and omid of 6 amos. So, I could say, well, let's start over here. Asi Avir Dahagisa Dahagisa. So now I have halakhically 4 tefachim of a beer. And then I have this avir of 4 and this avir of 1.5, which makes another 2.5 of avir. So halachically, I have 6.5 avir and 6 omeid. So then I have paris mubal la omeid. Halachically, even though the mitzias, I have 8 amos of omeid and only 4.5 of paris. And you could keep on, Ramosha says, keep on building up the seer, so you could have a much more unbalanced situation where halachically I created a paris mubal omeid situation, even though the mitzias, I have much more omeid than paris. So Ramosha says, maybe it'll tell me in Hachanami, but he doesn't think in Svara that that should be the case. And the Chazrish assumes that, no, you do say you could have a situation of Omei Meruba B'Mitzias and Paritz Meruba B'Din. Chazrish writes this in a few places. For example, in Simen Samaches Os Aleph, Simen Samaches Os Aleph. So, in this very tier that Ramosha writes about, Ramosha assumes that I don't invoke Asi Avira. Now, I don't think he spells this out, but if I don't invoke Asi Avira, then essentially I'm saying Omid Ruba Mishnei Sadr, right? I think so. And the Chazanish assumes that we don't have to Omid Ruba Mishnei Sadr. This may also relate to the Machlokes Rishonim we discussed last time, which is whether in Lamdas, Asi Avira totally makes the Chelek Ka'avir into Chelek Ka'omeid, or just doesn't allow you to be Mitzarifit do we say that Asi Avira Hagisa makes the Chelek Ka'omeid into Avir, or does it make it into Avir? You just can't be, it just doesn't help to create the Mechisa. The Chazanish, it seems clear that he's assuming that the Chelek HaAvir, that the Chelek HaOmid becomes Avir, in which case, luckily, you could have a Omei Meruba Mitzias, which is Paris Meruba Vidin. And Moshe, I'm not sure if it's as clear, his formulation of how this works. Okay? Yeah,
not really sure. But what's the saying in Omei Meruba B'Mitzias but not B'Din?
Over here. B'Mitzias, I have 8 Amos of Omeid and 4.5 Amos of Avir. B'Din, according to the Chazanish, I have 6.5 Amos of Omeid and 6.5 Amos of Paris and of Avir and 6 Amos of Omeid. Right?
Okay.
So how does so can you create a halakhic reality against the Mitzias? Not exactly the machlokes, but that's what we're talking about here. Okay. So as far as Omei Meruba B'Shnei Tzadim, so that the Gemara invokes both on Yud Amud Beis and Tesayim Amud Beis, and the Pashtus and Tusugis seem to have varying conclusions. The simple reading of the Maskanas HaGemara on Daf Yud Amud Beis is that Omei Meruba B'Shnei Tzadim is good, and the simple reading of the Gemara on Tesayim Amud Beis is that Omei Meruba B'Shnei Tzadim is no good. And that's the Machlokes Rishonim. How do we paskin what sugya gives in light of the other sugya? So in the Hagos Ashri, in the Rush here in Simen Kaf Gimel, Hagos Ashri in the Rush, Simen Kaf Gimel, he quotes in Or Zeruah, that we paskin Omein Meruv Vishnei Stadim is Omein. And that's the position of the Ritva in our sugya as well, on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, Yibur Maskel V'i. The Ritva on Tes Zayin Amud Beis, Yibur Maskel V'i. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to assume lahalacha in Simin Shin Samach Beis Siv Katan Mem Hei. Shin Samach Beis Siv Katan Mem Hei. And if you take a look there at the Sharitzion Siv Katan Lamed, he outlines the Shita Sarishonim on this issue. So it's the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Mem Hei and the Sharitzion Siv Katan Lamed. And then you have the Rashba in some other Rishonim, the Rashba Tesai number Bays, Dibur Maskil E. The Rashba assumes Lalacha that we don't say Omein Ruben Mishnei Stardim is good, and that's what the Chavanish assumes as well. So bottom line, that's a Machlokas Rishonim and Machlokas Mishavur Chavanish. Where do we say Omein Meruba Mishnei Stardim? Okay, I think we'll stop here for today. For next time, we will discuss Mitzvah Hashem, Pirtzei Yeser Me'eser, is that a Din D'Oraisa, Din D'Rabbanan. And then I think we'll talk about Pischa B'Keren Zavis. And beyond that, it's left to decide what we'll do next time.